Dear people of God, we are on the 14th Sunday of the ordinary time. All the three readings trying to answer a question: how do we handle rejection? How do we handle rejection in our personal life, in our community living, and in our faith encounters? John Henry Newman once said this way: over the years, I have come to realize that the greatest trap in our life is not success, prosperity or popularity or power, but self-rejection. When we have come to believe in the voices that calls us worthless and unlovable, as soon as someone accuses me or criticizes me, as soon as I am rejected, left alone, or abandoned, I find myself thinking, well, that proves once again that I am nobody. I am no good. I deserve to be punished or pushed outside, forgotten, rejected, and abandoned. Self-rejection is the greatest enemy of the spiritual life, he says. You see, three people get rejected today in the three readings. Ezekiel gets rejected by God's people when he announced the message. Saint Paul was rejected by people of Corinth because they were looking for some new teaching somewhere else. And he says, it is like a thorn pricking into my being. And in the third reading, where we see Jesus comes home, people at home in their town, Nazareth, not ready to accept him. But in the three readings, you hear very powerful voice. Because in our life too, this same voice we hear. Somebody tells you, shut up, keep quiet, enough. What you have said is enough. We know you. What can good come from you? We know your background. We know your race. We know your country. You people can't say something like that. These are the voices we hear repeatedly everywhere. And these readings tell us what can heal this rejection. Hope can heal our rejection. I will explain to you a little later what is hope in this reading, in the light of this reading. Mother Teresa was running an orphanage where she used to accommodate people, elderly people, sick people, but she didn't have a place. She simply entered into a Hindu temple which was deserted outside the city, where she made it a home, cleansed the place, and she was doing this. There were some people looked at her and said, how come this woman is trying to take our worship place? So they went and told the authorities, this lady must be evacuated or evicted from this place. The authorities came with the police and lot of paramilitary to vacate this poor woman and with some people there. When they came and looked at her, looked at the people, these are vulnerable people, rejected people, broken people, forgotten people of the country, And this one lady is looking after them. And all the authorities turned to these people who wanted her to be evicted, asked one question, can you do what she is doing? Nobody said a word. All just went home. It is easy to criticize, but to construct something that can make people to really come up is our character. The moment you criticize, something somewhere is wrong with your character. Some crack has happened. That you are not accommodating something you supposed to be accommodating within yourself. So what I do? I criticize. When we get used to people, we criticize. We get used to the husband. We get used to the wife. We get used to the children. We get used to the church. We get used to God. We get used to theology. Then we criticize right and left. People of Nazareth got used to Jesus. Familiarity breeds contempt. When we begin to live for a long time, we have a lot to say about these people, whoever they are. This boy of Nazareth comes home. If I ask here, what is the predominant feeling now in this church? Going home. During this pandemic, one feeling that I want to go home. I want to go back and see my people. I want to go and see my parents, the land I come from, the smell of my land. I want to go. Whether the country is going to offer anything or not, I want to go. Homecoming is right here in every one of our hearts. It is the same feeling with Jesus. Jesus was doing miraculous things in Galilee. Nobody could point out anything because his healing and his good works attracting many disciples and bringing the good news to people in Galilee. And Jesus thought, it is good that I also go to my place where I can share God's good news to them, that God still loves them. God has not forgotten them. But when he came, his own relatives, his own people from the town simply looked down upon him. Look at the reading today. They are saying, oh, this one is the son of Mary. Instead of saying son of Joseph. And you look at the way they ridicule him. They simply look down on him. And the reading tells Jesus could not do anything. Jesus was astonished to see their lack of faith. So, this rejection, which we again see in the second reading with St. Paul, he says, a thorn is pricking me. I have been praying for this 3 times and nothing is happening. And Jesus is telling him, my grace is sufficient for you. In weakness, you are strong. Now, if you look at St. Paul, St. Paul's this thorn in the flesh, thorn in the being, can be interpreted personally. Personal, maybe weakness, that he was not a good orator. He was not able to convince people the way he's supposed to have. Excellent writer. So he must have felt that this weakness is pulling him down. Or many of the authors agree one thing, that he was complaining to God that this thorn, I built up this community of Corinth. I brought the good news to them, but they are looking down on me. They are now going to the new pastors, preachers, and prophets. In the three readings, if you look at that readings, beautifully puts it, you are the prophet today. Whether people listen to you or not, you are the prophet among God's people. And God wants you to do so. That's the first reading. Ezekiel is telling God, look at what these people are doing to me. And God is telling whether they listen or not listen, let them know there is a prophet among them. This reaction of Jesus, reaction of Paul, reaction of Ezekiel gives us a message of hope. More people press us down, more emergingly we can come up in our life. Have you seen a ball, you put it in the water and press it down. All the more you press it down, so much more it will come out. That is the real meaning behind when people reject us. Yes, rejection hurts us. It hurts us more than any pain. It is a pain that affects us completely. Spiritually, psychologically, physically, and integrally. Rejection affects. Rejection also triggers loneliness, anxiety, and jealousy. Jesus did not take offense of people who did not accept him. He did not curse these people. He didn't even tell, oh, go to this one, you don't need here. Jesus just moved out of Nazareth to other place. And you know, interestingly, Jesus never visited Nazareth again. He never visited. With that only, I understand and accept that with hope, when we have hope, we can get through to level where God wants us. Paul did it. Ezekiel did it, and Jesus did it with the hope. What is this hope? Hope, I understand, it is the word. This word has four letters with four words in it. Honest, optimistic, and progressive, and then erase it. Let us be honest when we are rejected. Let us really tell God, Lord, I feel get rejected in my home, in my church, in my community, in my family. Let us be honest. And that honesty must help us to move to this, you know, a kind of an optimism. Now, optimism to see there is something good beyond this rejection. Rejection is not the end of it. Whether your boss rejects you, or your family rejects you, or your church rejects you, yet there is something beyond this rejection. And be progressive. Move on. As Jesus moved on to another new place, he was not stuck to this place where people failed to accept him. Move on. When one company fires you, don't go and be bogged down, broken into pieces. You are talented. You are gifted. You are blessed. You can make it to the another end. And erase any toxic feeling that emerges from this rejection. That will surely help us that we may be able to returning to the roots. By returning to the roots, we will find new roots to walk. May the Lord truly help us that we may reduce criticizing, condemning, or passing judgment on people. Rather, let us construct. Let us construct something that can really benefit everyone, including us. May the Lord Jesus help us on this 14th Sunday that we be able to be people who can cross barriers beyond the rejection to the acceptance. God is waiting to accept you, to accept you as a beloved daughter, beloved son, beloved child. Come, He is ready. God is more than willing. Whatever is our rejection, let's not give up. Let us hope. With hope, we can walk through any obstacle, any barrier in our life. Amen.